Hello, testing, testing. Okay, here we go. My name is Thomas Perez Pape, and this is my first walk and talk. I actually have no idea what this is. This might be a journal, it might be a podcast. Nevertheless, this is me walking and talking. I am doing this because I feel like I don't really have a chance to talk to anyone right now. I have a hard time trusting people, and I am in a fairly shitty place. So I talk to myself or to you guys. No one really knows. Anyways, let's start with a little bit of journaling. I stopped working about a month ago. Been going to therapy about once a week. And it basically started because I was having some pretty nasty thoughts about hurting myself. And I really wanted that to stop. Because one thing is to walk around and feel like life is hard. Another thing is when your brain starts serving you up solutions of quitting altogether. And I don't feel that that's where I want to go. And I realized that I really desperately needed help figuring out how to get away from that. So, luckily I had health insurance that covered starting going to therapy. And for better or worse, since I am self-employed, I basically quit by not working. And it's definitely helping. I don't have those thoughts very often anymore, and I feel that I kind of have more possibilities to do things that help me put a smile on my face, because that's not very often that that's happening right now. And that's kind of why this started. I needed to talk. And I don't really have a lot of people that I can talk to right now. Obviously, I can talk to my therapist. That's what she's there for. But I only get to talk to her once a week for about an hour, which is fine. I just don't feel like I trust her with everything yet. Maybe I never will. And talking to myself kind of feels like the better option sometimes. Anyway, so that's why we're here. I wanted to talk a little bit about where I'm trying to move to, because I felt like I needed to kind of start doing all the things that used to make me happy. And I started doing one thing, then another, and then another, and then another. And it kind of seemed like the things that I wanted to do started piling up like chores, which definitely didn't help the feeling of stress and anxiety. So I decided to try and make a little list. It's a bit difficult to to do these things because I'm a father, I have a kid, I have a wife who's also going through some shit and she just lost her job. So getting time to do anything kind of seems difficult, even though I'm not working right now. So, but anyways, I got some time. I had 2 hours to myself. I sat down at a cafe and I wrote down kind of like a brainstorm, everything that I'd like to do for myself, to just do some things that I want to do. Because I kind of feel like one of the reasons that I'm in this place is that because I've been doing what other people want, like trying to please everyone around me and just doing a good job and stuff like that. And I needed to kind of focus on myself a little bit. And so I made the list. And that was fine. Put a bunch of stuff there. I might talk about it at some point. Not really ready to dive into the list in specifics. Just want to talk about the list making process right now. Anyway. So I brainstormed a list of about maybe, 15, 20 items that I thought might give me a morale boost, like encourage me to do something that make me happy. Kind of no judgment there, just put a bunch of stuff in there, like playing video games. I'm talking about the list anyways. Like playing video games, taking pictures, recording a podcast, and like other stuff, like trying to regain my sex life and play Dungeons and Dragons and like do 360 photography, all sorts of stuff. And it kind of occurred to me that stuff on this list was not necessarily coming from me, like from my core. It was kind of like this was stuff that either other people was encouraging me to do, or this was stuff that society kind of push on a person, I feel. Kind of weird. Like, I put, go to the gym, do yoga, because I read that if you're in a shitty state and your nervous system is overloaded and you have negative thoughts, you have kind of two options. Either you do therapy and tons of exercise, kind of forcing your body into a positive physical and mental state, or you do drugs. Like, not party drugs, just like pills that make you have less feelings and apparently a shit ton of side effects, like getting fat and not feeling neither happy nor sad. Anyways, I'm rambling now. And the point is, some of the items on that list kind of felt like it was society or other people telling me this is the right thing to do. This will make you happy. Like going to the gym, getting fit, or like having an amazing sex life, or like doing something artistic will make you feel better. And I wholeheartedly agree that some of the stuff might make me feel better, but it also made me kind of feel weird that stuff that I felt was going to bring me energy and into a positive place wasn't necessarily things that I wanted to do. And so I had a session yesterday with my therapist, and we talked about the list, and she was interested, and I read her some of the items off the list, not the sex stuff. I'm not really comfortable talking to her about stuff like that. And we kind of got into a discussion about whether, like, stuff you want to do yourself come from yourself or it comes from outside, and whether or not it matters. And sometimes trying to intellectualize about stuff like that is just super duper difficult. It's like I can for sure sit at a cafe and try and figure out what will make me happy, but I actually, in my current state, I've kind of lost the feeling of myself. And without actually trying some of these things out, I have no idea. Honestly, I have no fucking clue. And so I decided I need to take some time and try and feel what will bring me joy in life. And the only real way of doing that is by not trying to do everything at once, but do something like a little bit at a time and try and figure out what the fuck is going on. So, here we are. This is actually item number one on the list. Make a podcast. And I mean, I'm a sound designer. I have cool microphones. I have amazing editing programs. And I don't know if I'm ready to use any of that. This is my smallest, handiest recorder that I'm recording on right now, just walking and talking, and I don't even have headphones connected to it, so I have no idea how it sounds, if there's a lot of wind blowing into it, if it's clipping, and that's kind of the point, because one of the things that I feel is weighing heavily on my shoulders is my sense of needing to do everything perfect. And I need to be brilliant at what I do. And that is actually one of the things that I talked to my therapist about, was that I need to try and let that go and just do things for the sake of doing them. Kind of like a kid who just plays and doesn't really give a shit about the end result. And if the game is boring or not giving you any joy, you just leave the game, go do something else. So this is kind of like a two-way thing. I'm trying to do something that is on the list that might make me happy. Actually, it's multiple things, because it's also journaling, which I think might be helpful for this process. And it's trying to let go of the perfectionism of just doing something for the sake of doing it. And maybe this will end up as a podcast. Maybe it'll just end up at my pocket. I actually don't know right now. We'll see. And I don't know if I'm going to go through my list one by one. I might skip around. I might not do things. I mean, right now I've just been at the gym because I mean, it's kind of scientifically proven that you release endorphins, which make you happy when you have a workout, even though it really doesn't feel like that right now. It feels horrible going to the gym and doing a workout. And every time I go there, people say, "Did you have a good time? Was it a good workout?" And all I want to scream at their faces is, "No, I had a really horrible time there. I wanted to cry the entire time. And I am pushing myself because I know eventually I will feel better. But right now, I really don't feel like doing it. But crawling into a little hole, eating junk food, and feeling sorry for myself is just not happening, because it will not make me feel better, although that is really what I want to do most of all." Yeah. Anyways. The list. I mean, there's stuff on the list, like the sex stuff that, I mean, I have a wife, I have a child. I might dive into that, but then again, I don't want to fuck up my marriage. There's also things that kind of scare me, like joining a Dungeons and Dragons group as a 40-year-old man. Nothing wrong with that, but I kind of feel like I'm a little late to the party. And I have no idea how to play it. It's just a thing that have piqued my interest for a long time. Another thing that I kind of figured out is that I might try and join a movement group, like a yoga studio or something like that, because doing something that just requires physicality and spirituality might be a good thing for me right now. I did a personality test just for fun, and apparently I scored the advocate. How do you say that? Anyway, it's apparently the rarest personality type there is in this Jungian personality system, where there's 16 different personalities, and basically it's designed to figure out, like, what can you work with, and like, what are your skills in a workplace environment, or who do you play nice with, or like your pros and cons skills, whatever. And I scored the rarest personality type, which is like 1-3% of anyone taking this test. And apparently that makes me special, revolutionary, someone who wants to change the world. I don't really know if that's me. Now I'm rambling again. Shit. Where the fuck was I? Anyways, yeah, my therapist actually, we're talking about some stuff, and I think this personality test just enforces it. She thinks I might be, I mean, something's with my brain. It's special in some sort of way. I don't really know if I'm special. I feel sometimes that I'm not like everyone else, but I don't know if that's you have a diagnosis, your brain is weird, you think like weirdly, or if I don't think I'm hyper intelligent. I've done like Mensa test. My IQ is not like super high or anything, pretty like average plus whatever. She thinks there's something there. She wants to do a test. I told her to go ahead and schedule that up. And I keep losing my train of thought here. God, maybe that's the thing. I need to do something that switches off my brain. Oh yeah, that was the yoga and the movement and the spirituality. Yes. Joining a group like that might benefit me, because I feel like whenever I'm in a place where it's centered around a group of people talking, being clever, doing something that involves thinking, I feel out of place. It feels like I have to somehow please everyone in the group. I also have to, I feel like I need to be the smartest one in the group, and I feel horrible if I'm not. Anyways, like, I think that might be why I'm intrigued by the whole Dungeons and Dragons group, but I'm really standoffish about approaching it. But going to a place like a yoga studio and just getting good at, like, using your body, or just being with people, like, mental, like, being in a spiritual resort where you're, like, silent retreat, like, no talking. Somehow, oh, there's a truck. Somehow, it kind of feels like that kind of group belonging. I don't know, there's something intriguing about that. And right now, I feel like I don't belong anywhere. And for some reason, and I don't know if it's like that middle life crisis that hits you. I mean, usually it's supposed to hit you when you're 30, but now I turned 40, and maybe it's that. Maybe it's just midlife crisis. What am I? What have I done? Where do I belong? I mean, the weirdest thing is that I've never really liked religion, but lately the idea of going to a spiritual place with a bunch of other people just being and figuring out who you are by just, I don't know. There's something there that intrigues me in a way that I might need to put that on the list. Right now, it's just go do yoga. And that's probably where I'm going to start. Okay, this is a fairly long rambly. I think I'm going to end it here. Oh, I had a good thing that I wanted to end off, and now it disappeared. This is proving to be a good way of switching off my brain and just letting my mouth run. I don't know if it's interesting to listen to, but that was the point. Like, I actually don't give a shit if anyone listens to this. I might not let anyone listen to this. Who knows? Oh yeah, end quote. The point being, I'm trying to going to do one of these every day. I think I might do half an hour, might be more, might be less. And for this week, to kind of not go and try and be intellectual about these things and just feel it, I'm only going to do two things. I'm going to do this audio journal. Shut up, seagulls. I'm going to do this audio journal, and I'm going to do either yoga or workouts. And that's it. Nothing else. And I'll try to just chill for the rest of the time. Like, look at nature. Like, be with my kid. Or, like, listen to music, read a book. Something that's just chill. And that's it. And that's what I'm going to do for a whole week and see how it feels. And hopefully I'll learn something. All right. If anyone's listening, thank you for listening. If I never post this, good luck living in my pocket. Bye.